You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
All of us hate this godforsaken thing, and our CEO of Metalark, John Skipper, really treated it flippantly last week. He got the swap helmet, and he's like, what's this bucket of death? It's easy. It's no problem. Look at these guys all afraid of the bucket of death.
He could have swapped for a bye week.
And he was casual about it.
Didn't.
Yes, and he didn't swap because he's like, somebody's playing against the Jets. That's like a bye week. I'll swap that helmet. I'll be altruistic Gandhi CEO of being playful with this thing. And of course, the Jets win. Mike White destroys him, and now he's been asking all day, and nobody's told him. He's like, so what does it mean that I lost at the bucket of death? Like, what is, I don't know the rules to this game. So Chris Cody, you want to tell our CEO what he has to do as a source of shame, what he gets to select from? I don't know where he gets to select or what's left on the grid of death, but I need some of the options here because John Skipper does not know the fate that awaits him. Billy, what do you have in front of you?
Well, John, hi, how are you, by the way? It's Billy. This is what we're going to have to do. We're a little behind in selecting things, and you lost in week 8. Now, week 6 and 7 have not been chosen yet, so you're going to have to wait. You may have to do the Steve Harvey where you recreate a photo of Steve Harvey's Green Goblin look that he had on Twitter and Instagram. I don't know if that's something you might be interested in. Or you could do something called award season where you can dress like one of the following awards. An Oscar, an Emmy, a Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award, or a VMA. You could also let Roy run your Twitter account, but that's probably going to be gone by then.
Yeah, it's taken by me already, actually. Yeah.
Billy, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't we have a punishment that was dressed like John Skipper?
Yeah, no,
day?
But I think I'm going to
pick that.
No. I'm sorry to tell you. I'm going to have to.
I've got the wardrobe.
While you are the CEO, I'm going to have to make an executive decision and say, I don't think you're eligible for that. You can do the I Am Weed where you dress like Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, please do that. Please, John.
Yes, if you want to select that.
I Am Weed?
Yeah, that's what that's how he won over the heart of Megan Fox.
You know what? Let's select that for him now. Let's allow him. If you guys...
But Dan, there's also the LaMelo Ball's opening night outfit.
Oh, wow.
That was good.
But you don't think that Machine Gun Kelly, Skipper as Machine Gun Kelly, would look totally ridiculous?
I'm surprised Grid of Death Commissioner is higher than CEO in the org chart.
Wow.
Well, he is. He said that he would make the rulings here, and that's the way it works.
Machine Gun Skippy.
All right, it's selected. I'm putting it down.
That sounds like a mean mofo gangster. Machine Gun Skippy.
No, it does not.
Machine Gun Skippy. No, I'm putting you down for that.
Who's fearing a Skippy? I mean, the machine gun's carrying you there.
It's like Johnny Bullets. Machine Gun Skippy.
Johnny Bullets.
He's right about that, Dan.
You can't be gangster and be named Skippy.
Well, Machine Gun Skippy has been selected. Okay, so sorry, everybody else that's off the board also. I will let you guys know a big development. Because, you know, things have been a little loosey-goosey around here, I have hired an enforcer to make sure that these punishments are accomplished in a timely fashion. Hildy will be ordering costumes and making sure these are done in a timely manner. Vacation's over around here, everybody.
Nice. Right. He's cleaning up.
It's a good thing I don't know anything.
He's
cleaning up
the environment.
Should Hildy pick, by the way, now that she's
an
enforcer?
Yes, she should.
All right. We're going to have to get Hildy in here.
I have to say, Hildy's like the one person who actually gets stuff done around here, so now I'm worried because that means we're actually going to have to do these.
Okay, yes, because once she's ordering the costume on Metal Lark's dime, the CEO not only has to dress like Machine Gun Skippy, but he has to pay for it as well. That is correct on behalf of everybody.
Can you Google Machine Gun Kelly?
It's
going to
be funny. I don't think he knows what he's in for. I did think he looked like some of the statues, doesn't he? He looked like some of the award ceremonies.
Oh, he could be an Oscar. Maybe not a blimp, but definitely an Oscar.
He could be an Oscar. Let's go around the room. We've got a ton of people here. We've got a Reaper that is clearly overweight. We've never had one of those before.
Wow. Just
I'm just not used to the Reaper being anything other than slender.
I could be the Grim Skipper.
Dan, you should listen to today's Big Suey on body shaming. Okay. Yesterday's. Check it out today.
Yes, all right. Yeah. Sorry, Reaper.
Skip and Chris Cody have a lot in common, I'm noticing.
Really?
Aren't charming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well. Leader.
Erudite.
Skipper.
By the way, just incidentally, because we signed a first look deal at Metal Arc with Apple, I do want to tell you something that Chris Cody said the other day when you held some meetings back here.
At town hall.
The town hall. Why don't you just ask Chris, ask him the question you asked me as you walked out of the room from the meeting.
I don't know if he wants things said.
Chris's defense, Skip did say these conversations are in confidence.
I guess this is recording, so if I say something terrible, we can just take it out.
Okay, the part that I want the audience to know, there are high-ranking executive positions available around Metal Lark, and he wants to know how high his name is on the list
Let's say a hypothetical someone came to you and said, hey, I'm looking to hire something, and you're like, let me see who I know that could maybe recommend. How far down am I on the list?
He asked when he left the meeting.
Like, where you get Chris could be good for that
maybe
job.
Maybe Chris Cody would be somebody that we would think of in that
example. How many people
names are you going through?
Well, the list is alphabetical.
So I'm above you.
Yes. Hey. See, baby. You're highest. Yes. Thank you, Skip.
Thank you. Tony, you're the first one that's going to the bucket of the bucket of death. It's a very crowded room. Billy came in today because he doesn't even trust the situation around here.
I had to hire an enforcer, Tim.
As the commissioner.
Just stand away.
Here we go.
Reaper, let me get the, there we go.
Well, he doesn't fit behind Chris Cody because, as I mentioned,
love
he's
a good
overweight. Overweight Reaper.
Oh, I got the Lions and they're on a bye. Let's go.
Congratulations. The only time you'll keep that helmet.
Love that.
All right. Congratulations. All the lines provided from our soulmates at DraftKings. Who do you have back there, Roy? Go ahead and reach into the bucket of death.
I have nobody. I'm on the final week of the Golden Helmet.
Congratulations. Are you sure it's not last week was your final week?
No, that was the second week.
All right, I'm going now.
Nobody likes it when everybody wins, so pick something disastrous, Chris Cody, please.
All right. Panthers. They're +3.5 at home against the Patriots. Patriots are looking good lately. Yeah, I'm putting it back.
It's a good choice.
Darnold, please.
It's a good choice.
He did walk. But Sam Darnold, first 2 weeks was good. What happened? The swap helmet.
Nice.
Right, I'm picking another one to see what someone will get if I choose.
Man, everyone's getting
swap helmet.
Steelers.
It's a great helmet to have.
Play the Bears on Monday night.
Steelers, nice.
My Steelers and my Bears on Monday night. Wow. How about that?
Just wait, Chris.
That's a 6-point favorite. So if I do swap with you, you got a 6-point favorite.
Let it play out. Let it play out. Has Greg Cody picked this week, by the way?
No.
He has not.
Mike Ryan?
No.
We have to pick from
four. Four yeah. people should pick.
Yeah,
pick
I think four people. Yeah, Hildy, Mike.
Four people.
Yes, it's a disaster. This
I
thing
got
is
the Giants.
Way too long.
The G-Men.
Yeah, I'm going to put that back.
There are 3-point dogs at home to the Raiders.
I think they have 14 people West, out due to COVID as
West
well.
West Coast team going east?
Wow. Yeah.
Put it back.
Oh, there's something stuck on my finger. I got the Vikings.
Oh, wow. Tough game.
The Vikings are at the Ravens. They're a 6.5-point dog.
Want to swap?
Downgrade.
Let's go to Jessica here. Jessica, it is your turn at the bucket of death.
Bring it over. When you were talking about the town hall, I thought you were going to mention that I was using an Italian ice to ice my nose last week. And then during the meeting, I looked and Skipper was eating that Italian ice.
The same Italian ice?
It had mascara on the outside.
But yeah, Chris Cody's was more embarrassing. Got to get a good rummage here.
Yeah,
of course you do.
On.
You've learned well.
Is this rummage for you or who's this for?
Ah, the Giants.
That's a bad rummage.
Put it back.
That was a terrible rummage.
Is the Giants that bad against the Raiders?
Yep.
They have injuries. Saquon's out with COVID.
Tony also
14
mentioned
people have COVID on the Giants.
Oh, come on.
What happened?
The Texans. Oh, no.
By the way, Tyrod Taylor's back.
They are playing the Dolphins.
Tyrod Taylor's back?
Tyrod Taylor's back.
In with a shout. All right, I'm going to pick for me first, and then I'll pick for Mike.
All right. Who's picking for Greg?
Dan, you can pick for Greg. All right, I got the Raiders.
Oh,
keep that.
Against the aforementioned Giants.
Be so great
if our guys threw away the Giants, you picked the Raiders, and then the Giants beat the Raiders, so they, like, it just is
yes.
That would probably happen. It's
emotional week for the Raiders.
Yeah. The last two have been emotional.
Yeah.
They won one of them after the whole bigotry scandal.
They've been the best team in the league since firing John Gruden.
They're better after bigotry than any team in the history of the league.
I'll make up your mind.
I'll keep the Raiders.
Hurry up.
All right.
Why?
And then
you picked them. Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to pick for Mike. Fine bucket plus def.
How much is in the fine bucket? It's like it's close. It's
like
pretty
20
close.
Bucks.
I'll add it
that's
up.
It? 20 bucks
no,
is all that's in there?
There's more?
Six,
there's
seven,
five in here, too.
Seven plus five.
It's like 20 bucks. 12. I don't
put
think,
it back.
Yeah, I'll put it back.
Wow. We must be paying people too much money.
The Wizard of Oz helmet. Oh, okay.
Lions, Tigers, Bears. This is what you got. Clemson's at Louisville plus four. LSU's at Alabama plus 28. Baylor at TCU plus seven. Are there any other Lions,
yes,
Tigers?
We actually do have the Nittany Lions. They're playing Maryland. And then we have the Cal Golden Bears playing Arizona. Mm. You can also pick my Chicago Bears.
How big of favorites are Penn State?
The Lions are on a
bye. I don't
the Lions
those.
Are on a bye.
Oh,
yes.
The Detroit Lions. But aren't the Lions already selected?
Yeah, I have the Lions.
You can
you could pick them as well.
Yeah. Commissioner says.
Wow. Okay.
The Detroit Lions it is. Mike is on a bye.
What? I think that's fishy. I'm switching with Witty.
The commissioner.
No, you're switching with Mike.
I'm switching with Mike.
Wait.
What if you switch with me
and switch the swap helmet, and then I can swap? And
no,
then
there's
I have
one swap. There's one swap. Stop it with the chain.
You're
not
even
the commissioner. Doing. The commissioner is useless. I hate the commissioner.
I came in for this.
All right.
What happened?
I'm taking the Detroit Lions. Chris is free to do what he wishes, but we've got to wait.
We need more people in this shipping container. Can we go get more people?
Well,
five more people.
We gotta go to Hildy now.
Oh, wait, hold on, Hildy.
Yes,
Reaver, come back.
Hildy. This is way too long. It's insufferable.
Billy, I'm
it's
on
just,
protest.
This thing is so bad.
I think I finally agree with you.
Yeah, well,
Hildy, everyone. Yeah.
Hildy, more and more people.
Three-way
the bucket.
Come gotta on, rummage Hildy. First. Gotta
we're
rummage.
Almost halfway done. We'll be done by the time that the 4 o'clock game starts.
Don't look.
You gave away the swap, didn't you?
That was not official. That was not official.
We need a ruling now.
It's a sign.
We need the sound.
I'm just feeling the room out, Dan.
Chris, I told you to let it play out.
I like to get a feel for the room.
I think there's going to be a ruling. You got to play now. You got to play our big production element that we play with such great timeliness every
Witty
time.
Witty is panicking, trying to find the sound.
Golden bucket of
Witty is panicking.
So are you, because you start
singing.
The golden
helmet
of life. The golden helmet of life.
The golden helmet of life. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, wait a minute.
The golden helmet of life.
Beautiful time.
There it is.
The golden helmet of life. the golden helmet of life. Buh.
All right, congratulations. Nobody likes it when good things happen around here.
Damn it. Man.
I don't know what the rule is.
She gets out her first draw.
It got stuck to her finger.
I don't know whether they've still got the swap or not. Go ahead, Stu Gods, pick from the bucket, please.
Am I picking for me, Mike Ryan, Greg? What am I doing
Mike
here?
Has been picked already.
Okay.
Just for you.
All right, we're rummaging.
We know you wanted your star turn and your extra rummages.
Rummaging.
Yes, you wanted your extra long rummaging.
Oh.
How did we do this in 8 minutes at ESPN?
Because we had a clock.
I got a helmet.
And half as many people we were paying.
Underproduced back then, I think.
I have the...
it's better now.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, wow, that's a good one.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I don't know who they're playing.
It's going back. They're playing the Saints, right?
Yeah, they're at the Saints. Six-point dogs.
Saints are who's the Saints quarterback?
I'm scared of Trevor Siemian.
You are scared of Trevor Siemian. You're pathetic.
Saint-a-Roonies.
Scared of Trevor Siemian.
And the Saint-a-Roonies.
The Saint-a-Roonies go back.
Oh, it's the Falcons that go back. Playing the Saint-a-Roonies.
Oh, so. I'd have a helmet.
Pedantic.
There's a helmet in my hand right now. It's in my hand. I have one. The Ravens.
Wow.
Right, come on over here. The Ravens are
good.
6.5 points.
Head to head.
I got the Bills. The Bills are at the Jags. I'll keep
Is that you or Greg?
No, that's Dan. 14.5 point favorites. Now pick for Greg.
Okay.
Dan's always last.
First you pick four, always go second.
Titans at Rams, 7.5 point dog.
Henry. Back.
No, yeah, Derrick Henry. I'm going to pick this for Greg Cody. And now he's the Cowboys. The Cowboys are a 9-point favorite.
Good. Look at that.
At home against the Broncos. One more person for you here. Ooh. Overweight Reaper's going to have some trouble getting past me, too.
That's cold, man.
I'm also
unnecessary.
I'm going straight in. No
machine gun Skippy.
Straight in.
Let her
straight in. No rummage. Wow. Breaking the rules.
Look at that.
He picked two helmets.
So what happens here?
He's the worst all the time. He's the worst. He came in for this. Now we all have to pick again.
No, we all have to pick again.
I was just joshing.
Yes,
we should pick again.
Only I have to pick again.
And me, right, Billy?
And you.
He pulled out of the bucket because, again, he's being flippant and disrespecting our game.
Yeah.
He pulled out of the bucket the Dolphins helmet and I think a 49ers helmet.
And he threw the Niners back.
But he threw the better helmet. And then he panicked and threw everything back and picked again.
Right.
Now you've got the Browns.
And now he's got the Browns. So you need to make a ruling, Commissioner.
I think the Browns are final. That'll be the second draw.
So
what?
Not the Dolphins.
Is that okay with you, Mr. Skipper?
I look forward to coming in here naked with a sword.
Wait a minute, that's Oscar.
Other people say the word naked better than we do. Naked. It's so much better than the normal pronunciation of naked.
When I grew up, I would have said naked. Naked. But naked. Not now.
That's what my uncle says. He's from Birmingham.
I would also say insurance.
Insurance.
It's raining. I need to get an umbrella.
So is he stuck with the Browns?
He's got the Browns.
Or does he get to keep picking until he gets
the commissioner ruled? Oh, yeah.
Commissioner ruled.
You're the Browns.
Don't do it to Hilton.
I'm going to stick with what I originally said. I will not take the golden helmet. I will switch with Mike.
Yeah, you are crazy.
You are.
I mean, I already said that. You guys are going to let me? I could just. Okay. I
kind of
said it in the segment.
All right, you're
an imbecile.
I like what Chris is doing.
Take the Vikings. It's okay.
Hildy deserves the golden helmet.
Yeah, she does.
How about this? Take the Vikings or the Texans, and we'll call it a day.
I'm going to swap with Mike.
If you guys would like to get the office and studio renovated, I would let Hildy keep the golden helmet.
Exactly. That's what we're thinking.
Yeah. Just a practical decision. Yes,
no, we have too much room in here. Next studio, a little tighter.
I think.
Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. Are you heading to the airport on a long flight? Or do you need something after your flag football game? Well, if I was you, I would definitely go with Liquid IV just for the electrolytes so you don't feel run down. And I know for me, Liquid IV helps me start my day in the morning, and it helps give me the energy to do stuff like cut my yard and wash my car and work out and just face the day. And you can get your energy back while drinking something that's delicious. And when I say delicious, you can pick from flavors like pear, white peach, green grape, lemon lime, and more. Liquid IV is non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DAN at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration using code DAN today at liquidiv.com.
Welcome to Rickyology. Horoscope that nobody asked for.
So, I think I want to talk about Dwight Howard. I don't always follow sports, but I have a background in sports, so I kind of have a sense. And so, for me, a lot of these people, my first interaction with what's going on with them is when I look at their chart and like the first thing that jumps out to me. And so when I looked at Dwight Howard's chart, the first thing that jumped out to me was in his chart, he's a Sagittarius and he's got the planet Uranus right next to his sun. And as crazy as it sounds, if you think of someone's Uranus or their anus next to their sun, that it sounds weird. And Uranus is the planet of weirdness, of being different, of being unique. And, you know, it's literally textbook. The textbook of astrology says that a person who has this energy strong in their chart, if they're going down, not the wrong direction, but they're going kind of down the wrong direction, you might see signs like they dye their hair purple. Okay. Hmm. Right. And the rationale is because this urge is about the urge to individuate, to be yourself and to be unique, to break the mold. And if you're not comfortable breaking the mold really, then we break the mold and we rebel in these smaller little ways that don't really lead us to being more of ourselves. They just lead us to being different or sticking out a little bit. And so the first thing that jumped out from the text message and the chart was, if I was sitting down talking to him, I would advise him to go play in Europe.
Hmm.
Hey, Ricky, because that's breaking the mold. One, two, he's a Sag. Sags need to travel and see the world. So it's like check. And based on the text, being 75, all time greatest, like in Europe, maybe, so. Check.
Do all Sag needs to travel?
Yeah, who travels the least?
All Sages need to travel. All of them.
Really?
Yeah. All of them.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
What is his chart? Like, I don't know much about this. So does everyone have their own chart, or does it depend on, like, if I was born the same day as Dwight, do I have the same chart as Dwight?
If you were born at the same day and the same place, then you would have the same chart. Except you would have, different parents, different environment. And so the chart is like the seed potential. But so that potential grows in an environment which shapes that clay or that potential.
Is how I was conceived play a factor in this?
What do you mean how?
What do you mean?
No, I don't want to. It's a terrible
position.
It's a really good question.
Thank you, Ricky.
I think it is a good question. In the sense of how you were conceived, in the sense of, where, did your parents like just meet at a club, or, did they really care about each other?
Was there love involved? Right.
Exactly. Because that has a lot to do with the environment that
Chris
you end up. No, you end but up growing. But he was doing conceived as like missionary position. I thought.
No, I mean, Dan, that's how you don't took make it, this something. Like, it's not. Yeah.
I mean, how's that different from what I said?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, if it's love, or if it's a prostitute, or it's a one night stand, or like Dan, what
are you calling my mother?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're all saying the same thing. Is my Uranus, if I was born on the same day next to my son, Uranus, the same as Dwight?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you were born the same day, yes, Uranus would be next to his. But, you know, so an interesting thing about this planet is it's a generational influence. It takes 7 years to move through a sign. So everyone born with Uranus in Sagittarius, as Dwight Howard, is going to be here to individuate in a similar direction. And the idea would be the individuation is directly tied to traveling, to exploring things that other cultures, to exploring other ways of doing things. It's really about expanding your horizons and expanding your mind. I mean, for instance, Dan, Sagittarius, and we traveled to Amsterdam. We had a mind expanding experience.
Yes.
Go on.
Oh, you guys don't know this story?
How was your mind expanded?
Yeah. No, me and Ricky went. You guys don't know this story? I've told this story. Ricky and I went to a bunch of different cities, and we were in Amsterdam, and we were in a hookah bar. And
it was a coffee shop. It wasn't a hookah bar. It was a coffee shop.
Okay. I don't understand what the correction is, but regardless. So
it's a huge correction. The reason people go to Amsterdam is to go to the coffee shops.
Okay. So I was there with Ricky, and Ricky handed me a bong, and I am not a smoker. And I took a hit from the bong awkwardly. And I looked at him, and he accused me again and again of being paranoid. And I'm like, no, it's just not working. And he just yelled at me, you're paranoid. And I'm like, no, I don't understand what we just did. It didn't work.
Honestly, that's very similar to my first experience. So it's not uncommon. It's a very common first experience.
Did it eventually work?
You mean that day? No, I just yelled at him, and he's like, you're paranoid. And I'm like, I'm not paranoid. I don't know whether I did it right. I blew it out. Am I supposed to swallow it? Like, I didn't know what I was doing.
Yes.
Yeah. That's called paranoia, buddy.
Usually people have this experience with gummies. I've never had someone deal with this issue with a bong ring.
I didn't think I was doing it right.
I'm just imagining. I'm imagining what was going on in your head, you know, is because, you know, I know you're a rule follower. Mm-hmm. So just actually peer pressure. It was definitely peer pressure. And you were in Amsterdam in a coffee shop, and it wasn't a bong. It was just a little pipe. Okay. And it's the first time doing it. Like, of course you're not going to get it right. Of course you're not going to be perfect. And you just were so anxious, you know, and the whole point of, one of the points of smoking is to calm down. So, and, you know, a lot of times when people smoke the first time, they say, I don't feel anything. It didn't work. I didn't feel anything. And my sense is that it's just, if it's your first time, you just don't know how to recognize what the experience is. And when you've been told your whole life that it's going to be this crazy thing, it's really not. It's quite subtle, right? And sometimes that subtlety is you become aware of how much anxiety that you're walking around with all the time.
Can someone explain to me how we went from Dwight Howard being a Sagittarius to me and Ricky being in an Amsterdam coffee? Like, what just happened there?
The charts, Dan.
It's the charts.
Yeah. Ricky gets it.
Charts.
Do you believe that Dwight Howard's hair is purple because he's trying to be an individual? Because I feel like Dwight, a lot of it is he's just trying to make everyone else happy.
It seemed like Ricky didn't even think that Dwight Howard actually did purple hair. Like, it seems like you don't have any knowledge of Dwight Howard actually doing this. You were guessing there or just giving a symptom,
I have like just little bits and pieces. And I remember watching ESPN or something. And I remember seeing that Dwight Howard had purple hair. And I was like, oh, but I didn't know he had Uranus conjunct his sun. And so when I looked at the chart, I was like, oh, that's what the book says. So it's just making a connection. And so if I'm riffing on this connection, you know, and it comes back to Colin Kaepernick, at least my opinion of Colin Kaepernick. All right. My experience is there's a situation for me in the NFL where they don't want me to use cannabis, and I'd like to use it and things just aren't working out. So fine, I'll just go do something else. Okay. The league and I don't agree. No hard feelings. I'll just go do something else. Okay. So with Colin Kaepernick, right, it's kind of one of those situations. The league doesn't agree. Go do something else. But in his case, going to do something else has been really good for him, right? He's been able to establish himself as something more than just an athlete. So my question is why do you want to go back and prove that you're an athlete? The whole point of getting free is free that I don't have to run around and throw my body around to prove that I have some value. And so with you know, and to me, all athletes, as I see athletes playing late in their career, especially if they're not happy and successful, the big question I have is why? Right? Why?
But you walked away voluntarily. Do you think that Colin did?
No. I see this happen with so many. I had a conversation with Brian Bosworth. And I you know, so many athletes, and I think so much of their self-worth beyond the sport is tied to how they end, how they walk away. And knowing that, one of my goals as an athlete was to have an indefinite career where I got to choose when I walked away. But that's why I'm trying to have this conversation and change the way we look at this. Cause it's like, why, like, what are we chasing? What are we chasing? And that the words that came out of Bill Parcells' mouth that just shook my whole world was, he said,
Uno,
you can contribute in other ways. And I was like, huh? What? I can? You know, and believing that and moving in that direction, because I think so much talent, especially African American talent, is wasted on sports. It's wasted.
Uno, Billy, is what you contributed to that?
No, tuna.
Oh, no, tuna.
Tuna.
Big tuna, yeah. Parcells.
I thought you were giving...
Uno would have been good too, though.
I thought that the word of wisdom that Bill Parcells had shouted at him was Uno. I thought that was the joke that you made, which...
tuna. I was actually looking up Colin's birthday to see if he was a SAG also, but he's not. He's a Scorpio.
Well, Ricky has in front of him Colin Kaepernick's chart as well, but said he didn't want to really pick that because he was saying that he's got his biases here on that subject, that he doesn't want his biases to infiltrate the chart.
That already spilled out and infiltrated the chart. Yeah.
Hey, should biases be able to infiltrate charts? I feel like if you're just reading the stars, what you think shouldn't matter.
Well, there's, I mean, honestly, if I'm being honest, I think my biases are spot on, but I have to pretend that I don't. So I always have to say that.
But if I'm going to get someone to read my chart, now it makes it seem like I need to get them on the right day because what they tell me could be different from one day to the next.
It depends. But I, you know, if I was looking at your chart, I would tell you this is my, I would laugh at myself and I would tell you this is what I think, but this is.
Let's look at my chart.
When is your birthday? April 11th. April. So you're in Aries.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my mom's birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. So what did you guys' understanding of astrology? And for me, the value of it is my biggest beef as an athlete was that the media and the fans don't see me as an individual, unique person. They just see me as, you know, what is it, dice on the crap table or entertainment. And what I love about astrology is it allows you to see who the person is on the inside. And I think, and at least in my mind, that should actually help fans really be into the game and be into their athletes more because they can relate, they can see the story more. They see more an athlete in more three dimensions.
Hmm. Do you have a birth time, Billy? Because if it, the more accurate it is.
And position.
Yes, and the sexual position of your parents as well, and how they met as well.
And know the day I was born, where I was born.
Well, I can just
the time.
Let's just talk about Aries. All right, we'll keep it simple. Okay? All right. So, if you think of the chart, I described it earlier as the chart describes potential. Okay, and Aries, you know, I think the highest potential of Aries is to be a pioneer. Okay, the first one through the door. Okay, the first one through the door. And what that requires is courage. Courage.
No. Now we've strayed a bit. I'm not exactly known, Ricky, for my courage around these parts, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about astrology. Okay. This kind of astrology doesn't describe a person. It more describes the path. And so I can describe your life as the life of the pioneer. Right. But if we look at the story of a pioneer, not all pioneers are successful. Right. The ones that don't have the courage to go through the door first are not successful. But what plagues them their whole life is that they're a coward. And so, you know, for some people, they don't care that they're a coward. But an Aries is gonna bother them anytime they turn down a challenge.
Billy's a cowardice failed pioneer.
A failed pioneer is what Ricky just said you were, I think.
I compared myself to Benjamin Franklin not too long ago because I came up with an idea and I said that I was similar to Franklin and Edison. Does that check out?
Yeah, that takes courage.
Thank you.
That takes courage.
One time, Ricky, we did this show after the Super Bowl. You know the Super Bowl, obviously. We were doing a show after the Super Bowl, and we let off the show recapping The Masked Singer from the night before. Was that courageous or dumb? This was when we were on ESPN.
That's pretty dumb.
We got into trouble because of that. They were so mad at us.
I feel like I was a puppet in Dan's game that day.
Yeah. See, I think that's kind of dark, Aries, right? Is that if you think of Aries as the warrior. So if you think of soldiers, right? A lot of times soldiers are puppets in bigger people's games. You know, they're the ones that are dumb enough, enough to run.
So wait, he is my weak, cowardly soldier. I send him into the fray on our behalf. And The Masked Singer.
I can take this a little bit deeper if you'd like, but it won't be as funny. I think back to the origin of Dan, of our friendship. Okay. And the origin of our deepest philosophical questions, you know, conflicts, right? And please correct me if I'm off here, but I would sum it up as, at least the question I would ask you is, what do you think your purpose is in what you're doing right now? Are you an entertainer? Do you like have any responsibility to enlighten, inspire, or are you mainly just an entertainer?
The hope is that I can get you in the circus tent with the entertainment, and this has been the case for 20 years, so that you're paying attention when I talk about the more macro stuff, like who Ricky Williams was as a human being at his core, not just a stereotypical athlete, to explain human stories and to bring people into the tent to understand this stupid thing we do a little better and the human beings who populate it and why it's entertaining, all of which sounds much loftier than I'd like it to. That's what I'm aspiring to.
So, but how do you find that, like, that line between I don't want to offend anyone, or when there's something that you truly feel in your heart that is true to you, but if you expressed it, it might offend your audience?
It's getting harder and harder now to explore some of these spaces because they've gotten used to the hijinks around our show and they want the circus tent. Whenever I start sermonizing or moralizing or yammering about the important stuff, they have less and less patience for it because they're here for the nonsense. They're here to escape the daily street and country shaking and climate shaking shit that's happening, and they don't want from me the social sermons.
And how do you feel about being the form of escape? Because one of the things that the thoughts that it haunts me today, I remember sitting in my locker and just kind of reflecting on my life and thinking when I was a kid and decided I wanted to be a football player, that I wanted to make a difference. Then I looked at my life and I said, you know, mainly what I'm doing right now is distracting people for 3 hours on Sundays. And it didn't feel good.
And so you're saying that instead of doing something with this power other than just sort of, you know, dancing around, banging cymbals, bringing people to sports, that unless I'm doing something more meaningful with the platform than sharing it here with my family and friends, with outreach, with more than just my voice, if I'm not contributing genuine activism to it, I'm wasting my time.
No, I don't want to say that. It's more of a question. It really is more of a question of like, how do you, like, where do you, because in the sense of, I don't want to, like, entertainment is necessary. You know, we need an escape. Okay. But, you know, when I talk to people about, this is Neptune Pisces energy, by the way, also associated with cannabis. Okay. When I talk about an escape, right, I say there's kind of two escapes. There's the one escape where you escape, but when you come back, your problems are worse because they just got worse. Right. There's other times you escape and you get some inspiration or some insight. So when you come back, you actually are equipped and better able to deal with your stuff. And I think that's kind of what we're doing. Again, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
So you view yourself as an escape for people, but you felt like you weren't helping them when they got back. Is that why you didn't like it?
Well, I think the nature of the way sports is set up is we're not humans that are there to inspire people. We're It's more like watching a movie on a screen where it's like, and I think there's a disconnect there. And I think, and that's what it's a theory that if people can really connect to humans and what they're going through that it becomes more real. For instance, you know, like making a big deal about two teammates who are competitive people doing a competitive thing, like getting in an argument, like to me, that's normal and that's healthy, but it's so separate from people's lives where most of us, we live with someone or we have family members and we fight with those family members. We, especially when things are going bad, right? We have money problems or our kids not acting right, right? We fight, but we separate, you know, we separate our own experiences of life from what's going on out there. And if we can start to like talk about it in a more meaningful way, maybe someone can get an insight about their argument with their spouse.
But help us there as it relates to Dwight Howard and his chart, because that was a story. Dwight Howard got into a fight with Anthony Davis on the sidelines, and I don't know that his chart would give you any indication about what he's going through at the moment. This isn't predicting the future, but can it tie into what are you? You knew about that fight, right? It's something that you had noticed, and you didn't like the way the media was talking about it.
It's not that I didn't like it. I guess it is the way the media is talking about it, because the way the media talks about it determines the way that everyone else thinks about it and talks about it. But the deeper question is, and that I'm asking you, is the purpose of the media? Is the idea that you're supposed to be completely objective? That's not even possible. And so then it's this pretense of objectivity, but the opinion is there, but then it's bullshit public opinion that doesn't even make sense anyway. No one's growing, no one's learning. It's just perpetuating the way that we look at the world. And I'm saying, as you, as a more enlightened person, you don't feel some responsibility to do something about that.
But Ricky, I do think that a lot of people consume that story through the video of the incident, and they look at that and they go, that's an unproductive work environment. Because I think you're coming at it from the perspective of, in your work environment, that kind of fighting was normal. It made sense. I don't think if you asked us, you know, in our work environment, which is this show, hey, if you guys fought every day, would that be normal? Like, I've in the few times that I've seen it, I think it makes people uncomfortable. So I think that a lot of the perception comes from how we enter these things.
Well, that's my point. That's my point. Okay, so astrologically, okay, the thing that jumped out to me relative to the fight, okay, is as an astrologer, if someone calls me and says, I just got into a big fight, in my mind, I'm thinking the planet Mars, okay? Because Mars is the planet of aggression. Mars is the planet that rules Aries. So the planet of aggression, okay? And so I look at the chart and, you know, when he had the fight, Mars, anyone can look this up, okay? I'm not making this up. The planet Mars it's something we call a Mars return. Mars was at the same place it was when he was born, okay? So you would expect some kind of, not necessarily a fight, but you would expect some kind of show of aggression, okay? Right? And sports is a place where we're allowed to do that, all right? And if I was talking to a, because mainly I talk to women, a lot of guys aren't into astrology yet, so most of the people I talk to about their chart are women. And if I'm talking to a woman and she's in a relationship and she's going through a Mars time, here's what I say to her. I say, you know, sometimes in a relationship, we have to stuff things in order to get along. Okay, but if we stuff things too much, okay, we start to lose respect for each other, and things that need to be said don't get said. And sometimes we need to clear the air. And usually when Mars is coming around and hitting something in your chart, it's one of those times that you need to clear the air. Okay, and how many times we've been in a relationship where we've been trying to do the right thing, but we've been holding back so much, right? And then it builds up and it builds up, and then we have a fight, and it might not. No, I'm not going to say it's not productive. Yes, it's not productive to fight every day, but it's not productive to get along all the time. And so when you can express it and you can clear the air, then you can get past things. You can reconnect. And a lot of times when we're struggling in our relationships or a team is struggling, it's the same dynamics. Okay. And sometimes you need to just clear the air and get things moving in order to get things on track.
Are there scales within signs, Ricky? So like I'm an Aries, right? But if I was born earlier on, am I more likely to be closer to a Pisces than a Taurus if I was born later on?
Yeah, there's that, but there's also when we talk about some, you know, your sign, we're only talking about one part of your chart. But in, you know, we call them planets, even though the sun is a star. We have 10 planets. And so the sun is like what everything revolves around. But someone could be in Aries. Someone could be Pluto's in is in Capricorn.
No, but we're still viewing it as a planet in this because I know it's been sometimes a planet, sometimes not. And
yeah, I mean that's a whole nother
yeah, story. I don't want to derail this.
But just really quickly, I think this we can address this. The word planet, it comes from the Greek word that means wanderer. And the ancients saw that there were constellations, aka fixed stars, and they saw that there were some stars that moved along the fixed stars, so they called them wanderers or planets. I just want to say there was one comment. I don't know. I don't remember who made it about Dwight Howard and that he just wants to please people. Is that?
That was Billy. Yeah.
Yeah. I was asking you if you think that.
So what's interesting is his Mars, in where the Mars return is in the sign of Libra, and Libra is the sign of wanting to please everyone.
Boom.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. And so you could imagine the frustration of trying to be a good partner and it not going well. Right. I could definitely imagine that with Mars and Libra.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Billy's not here today, but his anarchy reigns. I don't know why. Yesterday I was asking him about Celebrity Prognosticator, and then he told a story about Bryan Cranston and Benjamin Bratt, making me think that the Celebrity Prognosticator to replace our greatest champion this week would be Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho, I thought, was going to be replaced by either Benjamin Bratt or Bryan Cranston, but it's not either of them. It's our new Celebrity Prognosticator, who I'm actually happy to talk to, Stugatz. You guys talked to him while I was on vacation, but I saw this Untold Crime and Penalties that is out on Netflix.
Crazy.
And his story, their story, yeah, I think it's the best of the bunch, and all those stories have been very well told, and I covered sports throughout that time, and I don't remember the story. So I'm told that AJ Galante is with us now, and that, for those who don't understand, I think I can fairly say the son of a mobster who was the GM and president at 17 of a hockey team that captured the fascination of the locals for being torturous thugs.
Yeah.
Do I have that right?
Does that work, AJ?
Does that work as an introduction?
that were allegedly, you know, some of it allegedly, but yeah,
allegedly.
Okay, all right.
You made a movie.
You know what? He's so right about this. I'm sorry that I was irresponsible and I did not apply the allegedly there. But the story's great and it is amazing. And you were running a hockey team at 17 years old with no qualifications other than your father was an allegedly a crime boss.
Yes. The 17, I was definitely 17 at one point, and I was running a hockey team. I can confirm that. Yeah.
All right. So the rest is allegations. Fair enough. He's our new Celebrity Prognosticator.
He's perfect, actually.
Last week was a disaster for us because we got our two champions, Carrot Top. He went 1-3. Jericho was 2-3. Colin Cowherd was 3-2. So now Jericho, our greatest champion overall, 17-18.
Oh God, he lost us money.
Just 17-18, unbelievable. We're barely ahead of Colin Cowherd. So we need AJ's help. Go ahead and give him the music.
And now it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
I feel like AJ is going to be really good at this.
Well, are you a gambler? I suspect that we try to make fun of this segment by beating Colin Cowherd with people who don't know anything about sports. You're not going to be someone who doesn't know anything, right? You know how to gamble?
Well, I don't know. Listen, I don't know. It's not that I don't know anything. I'm a huge sports fan, especially football, but you know, sometimes, like my years with the Trashers, I like to wing it a little bit. So sometimes that's the best way to do it.
Okay, yes,
the only way.
You were that's the Stugatz way. You were winging it as the GM of the Trashers at 17 years old. What did you regard in the untold story before we get to the picks? What did you enjoy most about watching it relived? Because it's a bit of a drama. It's a bit of your life, but I felt like it was a bit of a comedy.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many layers to the story. It's just however people want to interpret it. I mean, there's a lot of people who cling more onto the comedic aspects of the doc. There's some people that like more of the dramatic feel of it. Some people just like strictly the sports part of it, you know? So there's just so many layers of it. I mean, the whole thing's been super humbling to you know, be able to meet, you know, so many people such as yourself, the crew over there. And, you know, it's really humbling to see just how positive for the most part people have been about it.
It shouldn't be a positive story. It can only be funny in retrospect. You guys were gangsters. You were a violent criminal ring that was running its way through a poor minor league hockey town.
Well, allegedly.
Okay, also allegedly. I'm sorry, I keep doing that to you. All of the lines provided by DraftKings. Yes, it's a charming, lovable story, but there's some violence in it. Vikings at Ravens, allegedly. Vikings at Ravens, Ravens -6.5. Who you got?
I like the Ravens. I like the Ravens in this one.
Oh, he's good.
Browns at Bengals. What do you mean he's good? I don't understand.
Ravens off a bye. Okay. He knows they're off a bye.
Okay, he just said a team name. Didn't give us any analysis.
He's good.
Justin. Bengals a 2.5-point favorite at home. Who do you have, AJ?
We're talking. Say that again. It was the Browns, you said?
The Browns are at the Bengals. The Bengals are a 2.5-point favorite at home.
All right. I'm going. I'll give you a little analysis. I think the Browns uniforms are a little underrated.
It's good analysis.
Browns. Let's go Browns.
None of teams using brown in their color scheme.
Well, we've got a real culture change around here because all Jericho did was pick against the Browns because he hated them as a team name and a concept and the simplicity of the uniform. So we've had a true tonal change around here. Chargers at Eagles. Eagles a 2.5-point dog at home.
You know, I'm a Raiders fan. I hate the Chargers, but I'm going to have to go the Chargers. Justin Herbert is the real deal, as much as it pains me to say. I'm going to go Chargers in this one.
You're a Raiders fan. Good God, you've had an unpleasant month.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunately not allegedly. This has been a horrible few weeks, and, you know, it is what it is, man. But you know what? I bleed silver and black, and you know, I used to study Al Davis a little bit. I wasn't alive for the heyday there, but, you know, some of our Trasher stuff was very, very Raider-esque, if you want to say.
Oh, you were stealing it. You were stealing stuff, allegedly.
In what respects?
Nah, I wouldn't say steal. I think we were just modernizing it in a different sport.
I mean, they were total rebels. They went out of their way to be different by being outlaws, doing unbelievable things like the opposing, I think he was the equipment manager. When the opposing team would come in, he would basically give them restaurant, napkins for towels. And he was a sinister, cartoonish mafioso, that guy, allegedly.
The first player they signed was a guy who broke the record for penalty minutes the year before. I mean.
No, and then they started signing like professional players. They had ringers. The whole thing's ridiculous.
That's great.
They're trashing these minor leaguers with these guys. And then they lost at the end.
Oh,
because their general manager was 17 years old.
They were entertaining.
hey, listen, you know, you got to set the tone. I mean, you know, we had to go for, we had this whole thing mapped out. I mean, I'm wearing the Bad Boy shirt for you. I mean, that's what we were. I mean, we were, you know, I wish Chris Jericho was here. He'd understand. I mean, we were a heel wrestling bad guy. Just on ice. That's all we were.
Cardinals at 49ers. 49ers +1.5 at home. Who you got?
I could care less about either of these two teams, but I like Kyler Murray. I like the Cardinals. I will go Cardinals. I don't have much to say about this one, but I'm going with my gut. I'm going Cardinals.
So good.
Titans at Rams. Rams -7.5 at home. Who you got?
You know, Rams just made a trade, correct? They bulked up their defense.
He's good.
You know what? I'm going Rams.
Yeah.
Just because you cannot make a trade like that and lose the next game. I don't care if you're playing Kong. I'm going the Rams.
That's good analysis. Thank you, AJ. Hopefully you will be on with us next week, because it really is. People should check out. It's if you get Netflix, Untold. All the stories have been good, every last one of them. They're telling really cool sports stories, but I think his is the best of the bunch, Crime and Penalties. It is out now on Netflix. Thank you, AJ.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you next week for sure.
Thanks, AJ.
For sure.
I know you will.
Our lines, again, are provided by DraftKings, not allegedly. What was that? Was that a fart? That music ends with just a fart?
It's got to end that way. Yeah, it's got to end that way.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.